Well, if you were listening to last segment, I certainly looked the fool running all over the expressway in St. Louis. We were talking a little airport hijinks, trying to make my flight out of St. Louis last week. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shout outs to Sherry from Horicon and Dennis from West Dallas. Thanks for checking in on the text line. You too can join our conversation. Just text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But if you want to make it even easier on yourself, you go get that Civic Media app, pick WAUK as your home station, and then you can text in or call with just one click off the app. So the text and phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, that's 855-752-4842. We want to hear if you've got any special tips or tricks for maximizing Black Friday deals. Now, Cardi, are you a Black Friday shopper? I've got some family members. They get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and head on out. Is this on your docket for this Thanksgiving weekend? Do you go out on Black Friday?
I'm not going to lie. My wife's pretty much the Black Friday shopper. I'm more of the Cyber Monday type of guy. I'm more of the one scrolling through the internet feeds, looking to see what I can get the day after the sales are already done.
Yes, I like it. It's the divide and conquer approach. You've got the Cyber Monday. She's got Black Friday. I have no wonderful spouse to share the holiday shopping duties with. So
well, you have the dog.
I got the dog. Yeah. We're definitely a family. Right. She does not log in on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. She's like, where are my treats? But I have just adopted a position years ago where I was like, I can't manage it. It stresses me out. Like, I've tried to show up with friends that are super into it. I've tried to go early with some of my family members that really dig that. And by about 10 a.m., my anxiety is at, you know, a 10 out of 10. I am sick of people. I need to go home. It does not work for me. So if I do any of the sales that come around this time of year, I'm more of a Cyber Monday gal as well.
I agree.
I can click in my PJs, you know, from the comfort of my own home.
You're not fighting folks, people over items on the shelf. Like, dude, really? We're going to get this on sale next week, Tuesday.
Yes. Well, now it seems like Black Friday has become like Black Friday month, which right. then is Cyber Monday, you know. And I also, my family and I, we've moved away from doing presents because I happen to be an only child. So it's just me and my two parents and my little dog. We don't really need to be buying each other more tchotchkes, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I have a slight tchotchke problem already. I have plenty of tchotchkes in my crib. Like, I do not need more things. So we've tried to do more of the Giving Tuesday and hey, let's figure and agree on 2, 3, 4, 5 of our charities that really make an impact locally. And that's kind of where we have decided to spend our money. So there are some folks that I still like to get presents for, but I kind of, when I see it, I know, ooh, this person would really like it. And I generally try to do the shop local thing. So I hit up a lot of the little boutiques and things around. But given that we're coming up on Black Friday, I thought it might make sense for all of you to get the benefit of the tips that the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau put out about these Black Friday deals. Now, a lot of this stuff is common sense, but it always bears repeating because there's always folks out there trying to scam you and steal and take your money. So here are the tips from the Better Business Bureau. And if you want more of these kinds of ideas, more advice about how to help avoid online scams, especially, you can always check out this kind of information. Just Google Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. They have all kinds of great consumer tips there. But here are the basics for Black Friday best practices, again, coming from the Triple B here in Wisconsin. The first one is, and I thought, oh, this makes sense, is have a plan to make the most of the Black Friday deals. So kind of know what your plan of attack is. I do this when I have to go grocery shopping for like a major event, Cardi, you know, where I plot out like, okay, I'm going to go to this grocery store first. And then I'm going to go to this grocery store because I know they've got the specialty stuff. Then I'm going to hit up the liquor store. And I've got the whole order of operations. And yes, folks, you'll not be surprised to find out that I do group my grocery list by section in the grocery store. Yes, I'm that anal retentive. But what the Better Business Bureau is suggesting is have a plan. And frankly, I think that plan can include not just what you know those sales to be, and the flyers that you need, if you need discount codes, if there's a difference between online and in-person sale prices, get all that stuff sorted out. I also like to map out the plan of attack so I'm not driving, you know, from here to Hiawatha trying to get from place to place. So that was their first tip. Second tip from the Better Business Bureau about how to make the most of Black Friday is read the fine print. Many retailers have additional sales or incentives that they'll call doorbusters, but they may exclude certain products. So you're going to want to be sure to read the fine print. If you do not know the retailer, if you've not shopped there before, whether you're online or in person, check the reviews. You can always go to bbb.org to check out their complaint and review history. That's super, super important. Plan out the excursion. So this is part of that make the plan. Which stores at which time, especially if you know that particular stores are extremely busy at certain points of the day. You're going to want to sign up for the email alerts and the reward programs from those retailers. Here's the big one. Know the gosh darn return policy and warranty information. Have you gotten burned? I get like some great thing on sale. I get it home and it's not exactly the right fit, doesn't fit in the house. It's not the right size for me. And they have the no return policy. That's never, never fun. Their second to last tip is go online. Make sure you've checked out the prices and sales and deals that you can get for those same products online. Sometimes there are differences. And last but not least, look for the Better Business Bureau seal. It is the sign of a better business. And if you get into any particular spots, again, reach out to the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org. When we come back, we're going to dig into those tariffs. What does it mean for your family's pocketbook? Next on The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.